Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think I'm ready to declare it. The season is over.
Bryan Walker last night, 6-5, Arizona. The Diamondbacks officially in front of the Giants. The Giants officially, what's it now, three back without the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. But, okay, I'll say this, though.
I'm not even mad at Ryan Walker.
Well, to me, it's less about being mathematically or you know, kind of how you feel as a fan being eliminated. Like, you're in it on September 16th. Now, you're not in it on September 17th, which is the day that stands today. Wasn't that kind of the point, though, to be in it with 2 weeks left and see if you could get there?
Look,
which,
Evan,
obviously they did not.
Two things can be true. Number one, did they reach the goal that I wanted, which was, like, let's try to make the playoffs, right? Like, no, they didn't make the playoffs. So, you know, on one level, there's a failure. This is professional sports. This isn't your fourth grade St. Elizabeth team, right? You know, like, hey, just making the playoffs.
St. Liz had some hoopers.
You know, we used to crush them. Then, you know, I is the pros. Like, you're out here to, like, for big stakes. And on some level, they accomplished everything that they needed to big picture, while for the individual season, falling short. You know, you acquired a guy that you've been searching for 2 decades. You got around 275, around 30 to 35 home run, 110 RBI slugger who's going to walk 150 times a year. He might strike out 150 times a year, but you finally got that guy in the middle of the order who other teams have to fear where he's at in the lineup, and it will dictate the at-bats for players ahead and behind him. You got Rafi Devers. That was a huge acquisition. Rafi had some adjustments to go through this year. And I think that he proved for the most part, and I'm very encouraged, not only does he work with this team and in this lineup, he can hit in our ballpark.
I mean, that's the whole point, is that you can get someone like him to hit the way that he's supposed to hit.
Yes.
And I know he didn't do it for the first few months. But to me, like, watching the game, and really the last couple of games, they got dropped day one, lost on a walk-off last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks. To me, what happened the last two nights, that's an example of when a baseball team or just a team in sports goes from playing without any expectation to playing with an expectation. And when they went 13-3 over 16 games, to me, it's because there was no expectation.
I agree.
There was no pressure. There was nothing on their shoulders outside of, well, we can't be any worse than we've already been playing because they've literally been the worst team in baseball, or were, since they acquired Devers.
And I would go the counter to them this year in terms of what you're talking about. Throttle down is the throttle up of the Dodgers. When they've had multiple series where they've had to have it, be it the Padres earlier this year, they go out and sweep them. Whether it's the Giants over the last weekend, what they do, they just went out and hit them. Out-hit them, out-pitched them. They looked thoroughly more comprehensive top to bottom than the Giants. And so they're the reverse of where the Giants are at right now.
And to me, it was impressive the fact they even got into it. Like, I buried this team a month ago.
How many times did I bury them? I mean, but last night I thought was a good example of they just don't have enough currently right now. But I'm still simultaneously encouraged. So I have like mixed feelings. You know how like on Facebook the status used to be complicated?
That's right. I totally forgot that that was an option.
Remember that?
Complicated.
Complicated. That's kind of where I feel about the San Francisco Giants.
You can't make that public.
Well, no, I know. But
you can't do that.
Like, don't you feel that way about the Giants? So like last night. Ryan Walker. I actually think Ryan Walker, for the most part, hasn't been as bad as everyone else thinks he's been this year. Has he been disappointing based off the 2 months of last year and everybody kind of losing their mind? Well, kind of like you and in your perspective, I was like, dude, he's doing this on a team that's going nowhere last year, and there weren't a lot of high stakes. So I wasn't as high of him as a closer heading into this year. So to see him struggle in the closer's role, lose the closer's role, look decent as a setup man and as an eighth inning man, and then again get the closer role because of injury and some trades, I'm not surprised he's been struggling in some of these situations. I want Ryan Walker in a seventh and eighth inning spot. I don't want him in the ninth. But to see him last night walk a guy, and then they bump those guys over, and they drive in and run. Like, that's kind of been how the season's gone for him this year.
Well, it's also the way the season's gone for the bullpen. And I'll say this, the fact that, again, they were within a game of the last wild card spot, to me, after you sold what could have helped you last night. If you'd have
no
two
doubt.
Relievers in the back end of your bullpen, you might have got a victory yesterday, but you didn't. One of your closers, who then stepped into that role, then blew out his elbow. And this is a baseball team that, for like 16 games, Shasky was the number one offense in baseball, and I can't explain to you why.
No one can. I mean, they're also one of the worst, you know, second and third, less than two outs hitting team in baseball for 4 months. Leading up to that particular sequence you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, so for the end of August to the middle of September, again, until September 16th, for them to do essentially what they did, it's in one breath impressive as it is frustrating. And that's why I think that, you know, you can only look at it with however what you want in your glass, like glass half full, glass half empty.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, in a way, the fact that they brought Bryce Eldridge up signaled to me that this is just a team that's still moving towards, like, they're progressing, but they're not yet a team that's ready to compete. If the whole reason
they're
he's
not ready
here,
to
but like he wasn't supposed to be here at all. The entire season to me was about, all right, can this team be good enough to prevent having to lean on these younger guys? And by the end of the season, you're seeing Sacramento River Cats up there left and right.
Yeah, but I think your point about they needed to be legitimized this year. And I think that for the first time in a long time, they feel legitimized. Now, have they gone out and had a record that says, you got to respect us? Not yet. Like, they're just not there yet. But I look at their lineup. Let me give you the lineup. We did this yesterday at the end of the show. The lineup 1 year ago today, okay? Mark Canha was leading off. Mark Canha at first base.
He was really good in 2018.
Shut up, Evan.
You pinch hit with Lamont Wade Jr., for him. Elliot Ramos was in left. Now,
he's still in the league.
You know, Elliot's had a nice, you know, I guess a solid year. I still have some questions
on
him.
At the plate.
Yeah. Matt Chapman at third base. Now, Matt was on a one-year deal at the time. He had just about to sign that big extension because Buster had to walk into the room and do it. Gerard Encarnacion was your right fielder.
Dude, I totally forgot about that guy. And I'm just glad he's got both his hamstrings.
All right. Grant McCray came in and they switched him out. Mike Yastrzemski was in center field for you to start that day. Then you had Marco Luciano as your DH. Brett Wisely as your shortstop, who got pinch hit for by Michael Conforto. All these guys are nobodies. And then you have Kirk Casale catching. And Patrick Bailey came in at the end.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into that game. Oh, yeah, and Donovan Walton at second base.
McWho?
Donovan Walton.
You know what? Now that you mention that, and this might not sound good to some, 365 days later, that's called progress.
That's kind of where I'm going. It's like, look, the ultimate goal for this year of just trying to make the playoffs, they're going to fall short. Big picture, this is the best I felt about the Giants in a long, long time. And you could call me a homer. I really don't care. Like, this team is infinitely more watchable and more sustainable for the next couple of years. Let me just read you. This is last night's lineup. Now, I could go to the night before with Eldridge, but let me give you last night's. Ramos leading off. Devers. Okay, he's on a big contract. He's going to be here. Adames in the three hole. He's on a big contract. He's going to be here. And as bad as his season was at times this year, you look up, he's still the best shortstop you've had since Brandon Crawford 2021, offensively and defensively. Crawford fell off a cliff defensively. Matt Chapman at third base, and I think his year has been subpar. The injuries, whatever, I think we can all be honest, like, it's been subpar. It's still better than, what was the guy that you were campaigning for a couple years ago? J.D. Davis, for crying out loud. Giants fans were campaigning for J.D. Davis to make the All-Star game and his one-year platooning. Get out of here. Wilmer Flores was in the lineup last night. That's probably going to be, you know, Eldridge next year. Yeah. Wilmer's had a fine career, a nice little run with the Giants. This is probably the last couple weeks of Wilmer Flores, and I salute him. He's been a good soldier. You had Casey Schmidt basically take over the second base job, and he had never played second base at any point in the minors. And now, I don't know, like, I'll start next year with him at second, and we'll see where it goes, you know? Remember, Fitzgerald, was playing shortstop for them down the stretch last year. Brett Wisely was playing shortstop for them down the stretch this year. We thought Fitzgerald, hey, maybe he could be a second baseman. We kind of found out pretty quickly that's not sustainable. So as optimistic as I am about Casey Schmidt, to be determined. But then you look at, you know, Encarnacion and McCray, and I know Matos got sent down, but him and Drew Gilbert, they're all auditioning for that one spot in right field. And then you got Jung Hoo Lee in center field. And as up and down as his season's been, he is one of the hottest hitters post-All-Star break, so that's encouraging. Can it sustain? We will see. He's got a lot of money left on his deal, $88 million. But there's more carryover on the roster I saw last night into this offseason to maybe entice multiple starting pitchers, a corner outfielder, somebody to want to come here. They've got a good nucleus. Now can they take the next step forward?
I think the fact that you're feeling something on September 17th is a positive. And that might sound, you know, what are we really doing here? But September 17th, 2024, people were asking if the Giants were still playing baseball games with that lineup.
It was hopeless.
I like the fact that you're feeling some sort of way about the Giants this late in the season means they've been playing meaningful baseball games, which has not been the case for the better part of the last seven seasons. Outside of one year, they have not played meaningful baseball.
They've been under 500 every year except one since 2017.
That's a joke. Like, that's a joke.
So they've made the playoffs one time, okay? Now, the Pirates have not made the playoffs in that time. There are, like, seven other teams that are all the also-rans in baseball. Excuse me, five other teams, all the also-rans in baseball who have not made the playoffs but one time in that time period. You are one of the bottom feeders for close to a decade in Major League Baseball in terms of making the postseason.
That's why you brought Buster Posey here. And I know it's, again, it's not going to make anybody feel any better because you're not playing in the postseason, especially with an extra wild card spot. And some of these teams, like we discussed before the show, are not great teams. But it's year one.
Yes.
And year one, I'm sorry, like, I'm not going to give it an A, but I ain't giving it a failing grade by any stretch of the imagination.
To me, it was a foundational step forward for the team. Now, what you do with it and how you build off it is extremely important. So, like, for example, you referenced the one playoff year, 2021. Why was 2021 actually more aggravating for Giants fans than enjoying?
Because there was no staying power.
Exactly.
There was nothing about that group that you thought, they'll be here in 2025.
What were they to build off? Who was going to be there? But who also wanted to jump in and be added to the mix? What did they do that offseason? Nothing. You know, they signed a bunch of 1 and 2 year players, Conforto being one of them, for example.
Well, it's like you lost Gosman, you bring in Rodon, but it's on a 1-1, and exactly. Then he's going to be gone again.
Exactly. This feels a little more sustainable. And then I look at their rotation going into next year. Like, clearly they need to rebuild the bullpen. Like that, I think we all would agree. Maybe it starts with bringing Tyler Rogers back and trying to find a closer and then just praying that Randy Rodriguez could come back. I think his whole next year is out the window for me. But they need at least one, if not two, veteran starters. And they need one of these young guys, Landon Roop, Hayden Birdsong. Like, these guys have to have a full season. We need a full season before they can be trusted elements. And then you got to figure out what you're going to do with Robbie Ray. You know, he's got 1 year left on his deal. I would jump the gun and give him a 2 or 3 year extension if he's willing to accept it. He's later in his career. He's 33, 34 years old. But he may not want to go that route, you know? And if that's the case, like, you know, you're going to have the same conversations that you had leading up to the deadline this year.
Yeah, look, they're still going to have some questions, but, you know, to me, this is from the 925 in the Boxer Versus the Work Injured Attorneys text line. A lot of money commitment to four guys who all underperformed this year. That's Chapman, Lee, Devers, Adames. Is that encouraging because they should be moving closer to the mean next year, or discouraging because they're on a new downward trend? That's from Franchise. To me, again, with what you brought up the last 3 years, and especially the end of last season, you cannot consider this year a downward trend. And not that you can't get worse, but they have not, to me, Shasky, they are moving in a northern direction. And it sucks because it felt like you wasted the last 6 years trying to replenish your system, trying to remake some sort of Giants identity. I mean, really just move into like an analytics age, which then we eventually had to burn and go back to the old days. But it's like, you do have to give this thing some time. And if there's one guy that I would be willing to give that time to, it's Buster Posey. I mean, we're going to talk about guys who get it in a little bit. We had Fred Warren on the station yesterday. The Bay Area has been blessed with a lot of athletes that understand both their place as great athletes as well as great ambassadors. And to me, Buster Posey is someone that fits both of those. And that's why at the top of this organization, I'm not mad at him this year. The only thing that I believe, and it's as much of a compliment to him as it is, you know, a bit of a question about his decision earlier this year. I think the biggest question he's going to have to answer is, does he still believe that Bob Melvin is the guy to lead this team next year?
Yeah, it's kind of one of the ultimate questions. They haven't had a 30 home run guy since Barry Bonds.
No, Adames might get there.
You know,
Adames might get there.
Well, no, but like Devers has now played 79 games with the Giants. He's hit 16 home runs, and it started off really ugly. I think we could all agree. I think he would agree. This is a guy, you know, transitioning to a different coast, has to move his family, and obviously he's transitioning to a completely different environment, a new team, a new league. So there's so many elements to where you could poke holes like, oh, Joe, this guy underperformed, that guy underperformed. Dude, if you're telling me this guy has the potential to hit 35 and 110, we haven't had that since like 02, 03, 04. That's how long it's been for them to find a middle of the order guy when it feels like every team in baseball is growing those guys on trees.
Well, I was going to say, those are guys you need nowadays.
You have to have them.
I mean, even on teams that aren't quote unquote impressive, on teams that are fringe playoff teams, you look last night. Corbin Carroll's one of those guys. Ketel Marte's one of those
getting
guys.
Getting on base late in that game.
And I don't think that Diamondbacks are particularly impressive, but they are ahead right now of the Giants as far as looking for, finding those kinds of guys.
Well, and they're going to always have an advantage because of, you know, the quality of life in Arizona is a factor for a lot of these players who train there all year round.
They and have the elevation, for sure.
They have a familiarity with it, the weather, and there's, you know, some advantages state income tax-wise that California just can't compete with. So there are real factors for the Giants, not the Dodgers. The Dodgers are their own entity. But the Giants have legitimate hurdles that they have to overcome. And I look up today and I'm like, all right, well, as bad as it was for the shortstop, Adames this year, his output isn't that much behind 2021 Crawford, which was a freaking all-star year for Crawford and one of his banner seasons. And it was bad, I think. I'm talking unwatchable for Adames for, like, what, 2 months? 3 months? So for him to right the ship, I am encouraged.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.